Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Neil and Chris Music and Psychic Hour. Well, we've got some callers in the queue. 914-338-0164 is the number to call if you haven't called in already. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us callers. And we invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can find those accounts under our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Again, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. Okay, we have 407. I believe this is Michelle.
Hi. Yes, it is.
Hi, Michelle. Hi.
Good morning. It's good to hear from you guys again.
Yeah, well, we're hearing from you. Good to hear from you. It's been a while, but I've retained your phone number. I retained that in my memory bank, so that was good. I recognized you in the queue. So how have you been?
I've been good. Everything's been pretty steady. I've been in general pretty happy. Work in general has been steady. Neil recommended I read some spiritual books, and I've been doing that. I've been following up with doctor's appointments. Things are going well. And I just kind of wanted to know what messages you two had for me today.
What spiritual books have you read or have you started? Out of curiosity.
They're about making things happen in life and dreams and spiritual aspects about different parts of life.
Oh, interesting. Well, good. That's great. Glad you're following through on that and glad that work and everything is going well. And the doctor, how is your cyst on your hand?
I've had it worked on 3 times now, and this time it seems to have really worked. So it's good. It's good.
And what was the, there were 2 different approaches that was going to either be surgical or with a needle. And what did you do ultimately?
I did the needle 3 times over a period of time, and the last time it really seemed to have worked. It really kind of made it smaller. It really hasn't come back like the other times, which has been good. So the doctor told me that could possibly come back, and if it did, wait another year to have it drained again, and he would not recommend surgery.
That's great. Well, that's
point.
Good. Okay.
Well, you've been reading some spiritual books, and your life has been, I guess, kind of going along on a general path. I believe in October there's going to be a change. Well, October is your month, the birth date. In October, you're going to experience a little bit of a change. Now that.
Well, yeah, isn't her? She's on the cycle too.
Oh.
A master number in October. She'll be 45, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you're on a multiple.
That change could involve something to do with a truck or a tow truck. And I'm not sure. Well, first of all, what kind of vehicle do you have?
I have a Mazda.
Okay, now, do you know anyone who has a truck?
My neighbor and where I live has a white truck, yeah.
Your neighbor?
Yeah.
And is that truck at all disturbing to you? Does it, is it loud in the morning, or do you have any trouble with your neighbor?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. What was the question?
Do you have any kind of trouble with your neighbor, or with do you have any kind of trouble with your neighbor, or do you have any kind of trouble with his truck?
I'm not crazy about him. I don't really have a problem. I don't like him very much.
Can you
elaborate?
Explain it on the radio in the best way you can.
Yeah, just I don't know what it is. There's just something with him I don't really like. He doesn't really bother me. We leave each other alone. But I'm not crazy about him, and I'm not crazy about the company that he keeps there.
So he's a little bit loud or rowdy, kind of?
Sometimes there can be that, yeah.
And you just don't, like in high school, some people you just don't care for. They're in a different crowd. You don't care for them. So you're just saying you don't care for him, the kind of energy he is.
I'm not impressed with him. I don't really like him. I don't really feel afraid of him or anything. I'm not crazy about him.
He's kind of gruff, and you're just not your cup of tea for a guy, huh?
No.
And is his truck loud, or does he have any problems with like working on it or anything like that?
He has had mechanical issues on it. And he will do stuff from time to time. Not him. He usually has somebody come and look at it. In fact, I don't think it's working right now. I think it's in the back. It's not working. He's using a different car.
Yeah, because I see like a image of a tow truck. Kristen can add whatever she wants. I think that you might have a little bit of trouble with him in October, but I don't see it as being major. I just see it as having a little bit of trouble with him. And one of the images, I see a tow truck. And I think that revolves around his truck. So I don't know if he's going to be pissed off about something because his truck went out, or if he gets a little bit more rowdy. Just kind of stay away from him in October. And do you ever have children anywhere near your home playing, or nieces or nephews or anything?
No, there's no children at the home except for I teach children online at home.
Well, then in my mind, if you teach children online in home, in my mind, you have children in your home.
Okay.
In my mind, that's how I figure it.
Even though they're not physically in the home, the energy of the children interacting is in the home.
So there's going to be a change regarding that a little bit. And believe it or not, it has something to do remotely with Spanish.
She teaches Spanish.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, you don't remember?
No, actually, I currently don't teach Spanish. I teach English. I could teach Spanish, but I speak Spanish.
You teach English as a second language.
Well, you've been
to Spain, and I that was my mistake.
I didn't remember that. I mean,
English as a second language often is taught to people that speak Spanish as a first language.
Okay, so you teach it, but Michelle, that didn't come from memory or notes. It's just a vibration I'm getting now. Tell you the truth, I can't remember or reading anything. And at my age, I don't want to remember anymore.
If I reminded you of who she was, you'd remember. Oh. But at the moment, because it's been a while, I think he's not remembering.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it came in psychically. And so the thing with the children is that there's going to be some kind of recognition you're going to get, maybe from the universe, a gift. Something's going to be gifted to you for helping children. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's a gift, so we don't have to worry about it. But that's coming up, okay? So those are two things.
That's good. Okay. That's all good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't have any other questions unless you have something else, but that's great.
Well, I just, you know, I'm just wondering about your relationship situation, what's going on in that area.
Oh, I actually am casually dating somebody.
You are casually dating somebody. And are
you... Yeah, and you know what? Randomly, one time when I talked with you, Neil mentioned something weirdly about that there's a connection. Neil was asking me about a pool. And to make a very long story short, we had a pool when I was a kid and it broke and we went to a hotel and we met this family like when I was like 9 years old. And I reconnected with this guy randomly by accident all the way here in another state back in March. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, so you started dating him in March or?
Yeah, a little about March. Yeah, we started. Mm-hmm.
And so
It's going well.
I mean, do you think it's going to progress forward? Do you want it to progress forward? Because that's what I was kind of, that was
I didn't hear what you said.
But there was someone. Are you wanting to move forward with him and like go deeper in the relationship, or are you wanting to keep it just casual?
Oh, no, I would like to move forward. Yeah. I have his birthday. I can give that to you.
Okay.
Go ahead. January 13th, 1976.
Okay. A younger man. 3, 4, 5, 15. Is it 28, 10?
He's the same master number as Ross Perot, who just died.
Hopefully he has billions of dollars. Yeah. Maybe a couple billion less than Ross Perot.
I don't know if you know who Ross Perot is, but...
I know who Ross Perot is,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just died, right?
Yeah.
He has the same master number.
But the 10...
Doesn't mean, just joke. It doesn't mean anything.
It's a joke. Your 11s line up. You both have, you know, I mean, you have a 101, he has a 11.
Everything
aligns. First two numbers. And his 10 is in your month. Your years are interchangeable.
Their master numbers are his day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big connection. Big connection. I mean, it's a big connection, and there's karma, and there's all kinds of attitudes about the future, but nothing's guaranteed, but it's a big connection. It's a huge connection. You got to be careful of his darker side, his troubled side, his depression, his childhood, his inability to move forward and be an adult. Those are the things you got to watch out for with him.
Okay.
Emotional growth, you know. I mean, there's nothing dangerous about him. The most frustration you would have is he doesn't move forward to the next place. If that's where you're wanting to go, he'll have trouble getting there. Does he have a kid or something?
No.
Was he ever married before?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, how old is he?
Any serious relationships?
Yeah, he did. We didn't really talk in detail about that. His mom apparently is in a wheelchair, and his dad has some heart issues. So I think he's kind of wrapped up with that.
Oh, yeah, that's distracting. Yeah. I mean, that can definitely...
Well, he's 43. I mean, I don't know what your expectations are about the future. If you want a boyfriend, maybe he'll fit in as a boyfriend. If you're wanting a husband, I don't know about that one. But you have a connection with him. It's a healthy, it's a good connection. It's sound. It's numerically speaking, it's solid. But you both have 11, a 1-1 in your month. So you have a comparison of troubles in your throughout your life. Rough times, you know, you can share
stories.
Well,
that can be bonding, yeah.
Yeah, that can be bonding. Fire numbers are 7, 3, 10, which is his.
And then they have, you know, they have 11s in their days, aside from in the month and day.
The thing you might find with him, Michelle, as you move forward is you'll get to think, I'm only going to go so far with this guy. if I go any further, if I want something deeper and more committed, I'm going to have some challenges with him. I don't know if you already perceived that, but that's what my prediction would be.
Okay. Okay. I mean, so far he's been pretty nice. I mean, it's been okay. So that's kind of, you know, I'm just kind of dealing with that. That's all I can do.
Yeah,
what,
I enjoy
what are
it.
Your expectations? Do you want a relationship?
Well, she's...
I do want a relationship. I do. I mean, he seems okay for a relationship. He seems responsible. He seems okay. So I think something could happen there, yeah.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a green light. I'm just saying that as it gets, the deeper it gets, the more you might find complications. So that there won't be, you know, if there's four steps to marriage, he won't have any problem with three steps.
Mm.
The fourth would be the hardest if we put it in that, to that context. But you don't have to worry about that right now. I mean, Kristen picked up something about a relationship. So you're in one. And there's, you know, it right now, it's like a bee.
And Neil picked up something about her starting her own tow truck business.
Yeah.
Towing business. okay, well.
But isn't it odd though that I reconnected with him very randomly over all these years? Isn't that really strange? I've never had that experience before.
When did you encounter him the first time? Do you know what year?
Well, I was about 9.
You said 9.
So 74.
It's not strange at all. 83. It's not strange at all. Michelle, it's not strange at all. He's in your novel. He appeared on page 9 and he appears again on page 240. He's a cast of character. There's nothing strange, odd about it. In the spiritual language, he's in your book. Mm-hmm. So have you ever read a novel where a character appears in the first part of the book and then disappears and appears later in the book? Course, or a movie. That's all this is. He's in your soul journey. If you start thinking it's strange, then what you do is you start to chip away on what's spiritual and mystical, and you say, well, spiritual and mystical can't have facts in it. It otherwise, it's just bizarre.
We're no, I mean strange in a good way. Strange in a good way, like surprisingly good.
That's true. That's true. But it's surprisingly sane, meaning it's in your journey. The two of you were supposed to be doing this. There's a possibility you may even marry this guy if you want to put those words around us. There's strong possibilities. He's a soulmate that came into this world with you under the impression that it's friendship, romance, and possible commitment. That's the theme that your two souls connect to. And yeah, at 9, because that's your master number times 3. And yeah, it just...
And you reconnected in March, you said this
yeah.
year? Yeah, which is
yeah.
9 months away, essentially, within 9 months from your change that you're coming up on in at the age of 45. So, you know, that's also... well timed.
Mm.
Yeah.
In terms of that multiple. Oh gosh, we're getting a lot of people on
okay,
the
so
queue.
We
oh,
go
well,
but,
thank you
but
so much. Thank you.
Keep in touch, yes. Michelle. And thanks
okay.
for connecting. Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye.
There,
thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
Stay with us, callers. We're going to get to you.
Yes, callers, stay with us. And we actually, as we're saying that, they hang up.
Well.
Whatever. Okay. 856. Hi, Gwendolyn. Hi, Gwendolyn. Is this Gwendolyn?
Hello, Duo. How are you?
Yeah, hi, fine, thanks.
Yeah.
How
are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. How are you in there?
626-69. You just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
I did. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, what's up?
Oh, you know, the circus is still going on in the background. I'm making personal movement. The wheel's turning.
I can do that now. Go ahead. Keep talking.
So things are kind of just, I feel like I'm just in a crossroad right now with all of it, the circus with the court. I'm getting ready to make a decision by Friday on what I'm about to do next if after I review some correspondence, it does not agree with me. I'm going to the source because, no, it has to be between A and B at this point. That's how I feel. When it's between A, B, C, D, and A, everyone screws it up. I again tell my lawyer, you're doing this wrong. She was putting some paperwork in. She's going to argue the point. Okay. And then it ends in, okay, if it doesn't go through and it's not, then I'll work for free. Okay, well, here we go again. Call you up. Told you so. Now you have to do the job for free. Get it done. Like, I'm at my wit's end with that nonsense. I'm sick of telling people that they're doing it wrong or they're not doing something the way they should be doing it at this point in the game, and they want to just flip it off. So I've had enough of other people playing around with my life and the lives of my children. And then my daughter, I'm ready to approach her, and I want to make sure, is that not a good thing? Is it a good thing? I want to be careful because I don't want it to go south. I don't. I know that she's my child. She's my daughter. She's been through trauma. And I'm not going to persecute her for the rest of her life over those things. I really just would like to see her get herself right. It's not my job to do that. But she's my daughter. So it's a real conflict within me. She's 22 now.
Your daughter's 22? I don't think I knew you had a 22-year-old daughter.
Yes, 10/24/96, and you know, I keep seeing 10/24 and 10/14. They don't stop. It's as frequent as the 10/10s, and they keep coming in. They keep coming in. I feel a different energy around me. Like, I really feel a ball of fire going on in the background. At the same time, I stay centered, calm. I just remind myself, stay zen. Don't get crazy with these people. Don't get crazy with the energy around me. I've been blocking out. And it's difficult for me. I'm an empath and I'm intuitive. So I keep mastering those things at the core of me, and I see how it's working around me and the energies around me. And I'm thrown what seems, it can't be any more clear that it is some type of soul family group that I ended up working with lately. So all of that is going on at once, and I'm handling each of them in their own time, and I give them a place in the day or the night, you know, but it's not easy and it's difficult. And I just, if there's guidance that I need, I would love to be able to, you know, take that piece with me today. And it's not easy being me, that's all.
Well, real quick, what is the status? Because, well, one, I don't think we knew that you had a 22-year-old daughter, but you have,
yeah,
kids that are under the age of 18 too, right? So first how old are you kids? Just real quick. Just, we don't need the birthdays.
You know what, Kristen? I wouldn't know to tell anybody because I'm still sitting waiting on a court system to do their job. And that's where I've had it. Like, I have done I fought the good fight, follow the process. It's nonsense. Nothing. No one is doing anything but asking me for more money, which I'm not about to pay anybody another penny for no result. That is not okay with me. I will not dance to their dance. They're going to have to start dancing to mine. And that's how I see this. So I see this push forward. I've strongly known I was going to the finish line with this. I knew it wasn't going to be a quick one. I said that to you guys. Yep, I'm going all the way to the finish line. This is not going to stop if I don't bust a move. I want to do it in the best effective way possible with the least amount of chaos. And that is the strategy I'm in right now for that. This has got to stop. No one is worrying about my child. This is about children, because it certainly isn't about the adults who are now divorced and have the right to live their lives as they wish. This is about children. And I feel that no one here is looking at the children who are the most important factor going on here. All they want to do is ask me for more and more and more. I'm getting nothing in return. I'm not seeing results. They sit on their rear end and they shut the lights out at the end of the day in their office and close the file drawer. That's as far as they go every day. They just show up in their costumes, pretending they're all about the kids, the family, all this other bull nonsense that they want to dish out. But in reality, they actually do nothing. What they care about is my pension ready? Is my paycheck going to be there Friday? And what's the least amount of things I can accomplish today with these people that imitate our court system and are just a bother? That's how I feel.
Well, Gwendolyn, you know, family courts, the divorce courts, they're terrible. The attorneys are terrible. You end up spending a lot of money. It's a terrible thing. What we will do, I mean, it's a mess, but what we'll do on the radio for you is put out energy for clarity. Yes, sometimes it takes a face-to-face confrontation. That's still civil, but a confrontation nonetheless.
Correct.
And you need to do that with her. And I know, I hear that you have and you're frustrated, but sometimes these attorneys, what happens is when you confront them, they get out of their act and they start to see you as a headache and they just want to get done with it. So, you know, be direct with her as you have been, I suppose, and be more direct with her. And tell her you have limited monies and that it's running out, and you want to know what the prognosis is of this and how much longer it's going to take and what she has done to get to the best possible conclusion that can result. That's
so
what you need to do right now.
I think we're still unclear on the children that are under the age of 18. I know there's a son. You had a son that was graduating from high school, right? Or in high school.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
so
he
graduated. So then how many children remain under the age of 18 besides him?
Well, Ethan just turned 12.
So you have one child.
A little guy turned 12. I have one that's 12, and then we have the 18-year-old and the 22-year-old.
Okay, so the custody issue is over the 12-year-old, obviously, because the 18-year-old is now 18 years old.
You were 18 when you had this older child. And you have three sixes.
No, 18.
No, I was older than that. I believe it was like 26. She was born in 96, so.
Well,
she's
50. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The master number was 32.
Yeah, that's why.
No, made a mistake. I was
just
going
a
by
new
her master
mathematical
number and going 18. That's
error.
My mistake. Forget it. Forget that comment. It wasn't that important. But, well, 69, 79, 89, 99, you were 28. You were 20, 69, 79, 89, you were 28 when you had her.
Right.
The oldest.
Yeah, and she has spiritual gifts, but I was already told that she's so closed off. And yet at the same time, I know that she's still on that fence. She knows. She knows that I know stuff. She knows that she knows stuff. And she's going to stay closed off. But I want to bridge with her to let her know, you are my child. I understand why you did what you did. I have to see it from where you were at. That's not an easy thing to do. You are my child. I am your mother, and I love you. There's a way to stop chaos and make it better for everybody. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. What we're going to do, Gwendolyn, because it's a complex problem. There's a lot of physicality in this energy, in the physical earth here. But what we'll do is we'll rise above that, put out good energy, have to talk with your attorney once again. Maybe there'll be a change in her attitude with our added efforts on a spiritual level, mystical level. And let's see if that gets anything done for you to kind of get out of this, quote, circus that you presented.
Yeah, it's atrocious. Ridiculous. I'm not entertaining that. I cannot do that. But at the same time, they feel that they have all these rights over the universe. No, you do not. So either they're going to do something in my next breath when I am in the right window to have conversations with both the attorney and someone, get me this judge. I want to speak to them. I don't like other people speaking for me.
Okay, so because of brevity of time, because it's a radio program,
Yes, we're going to
try to put out energy for a change in July. And that change
in July,
that change in July will have repercussions for August. And we'll put under that a ceiling of benefit for you, changes that benefit for you. Let's see if that works. Keep in touch with us. That's what we can do
right now.
It's the only thing we can do on a spiritual level, mystical level for you right now, because you seem to know, have a direct contact with your attorney, and that's what you need to do first before we see how this is going to work.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Duo, so much. Take care. Love you guys. Peace out.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 856. Another 856 caller. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Oh, who's this?
Is this Maria?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Okay.
You went to the training thing.
You did.
A couple times, yeah.
28/1. I don't know why I'm adding your birth date up when I know your karmic and master number. And she's 12/31/74. I know your karmic and master number, but for some reason I'm adding it up anyway. Okay. So you went. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
It's all right. I've been getting strange ad requests for Facebook and stuff like that, but weird people, and I block them and all that stuff, and I don't know. And still looking for the job. I didn't get the job thing yet, so whatever you guys can get.
What are you working? Where are you working?
Right now, but I'm looking for a better job.
Where are you? So where are you working though? Where is it? Where is your job?
Wawa thing, like cashier and stuff. It ain't my thing.
A cashier?
Where? At Walmart?
At where?
Wawa.
Wawa?
What is that?
It's like a coffee shop thing, lunch, sandwiches and stuff like that. It's like a 7-Eleven.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
Oh, no. It's all on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of work are you looking for?
More back into field or newer business, like nails and stuff, and that's not taking off and quite yet.
No.
She does I don't know. She's another one that's a little bit interesting. She's really doing
IT.
Yeah, I mean, why isn't it internet technology, right?
Right.
And you're working as a cashier in a 7-Eleven store?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh wow. You're working way beneath your credentials, obviously, right now, which is not great. And you need to be getting back to your field.
Okay, so there's a man, I'm seeing a man who can help you get a job. He seems to be kind of a friend, somebody you know. It's a man you know that can maybe be instrumental in getting you a job. As we speak, do you know of any such men that could help you move into the field you want?
Yeah, I know a man that could help me, but he ain't communicating with me.
Oh, so there's a problem with a man that could help you.
What?
Why isn't he talking to you?
I have no idea.
But there's a problem? Was there some kind of falling out?
With my end, no. It's more his end falling out and stuff like that. So I don't know what his problem is.
Well, I don't know either. All I'm telling you is that in the reading, I'm seeing him as helping you. I don't know if it will work or not, but let's follow that trail and try to contact them.
Yeah, I did a couple weeks ago, and he had a lot of problems. And, with work and stuff like that, and he knows I want to come back to work, so I have no idea.
Well, how can he help you? How could he help you? Huh?
With business, kind of part of the business, so he could bring me in to work with it. So
what I want you to do is I want you to invite him for coffee. I want you to invite him and say, I'd like to invite you for a cup of coffee somewhere. and start there. And we're going to put out MAG. He'll say, why? What for? He'll say, we're friends, and I want to invite you for coffee and just talk, see what's going on, and exchange ideas and stuff like that. Come on, let's meet. Just do that, okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
What happened at the train station?
The train station? Not much. There was a couple guys, but there one was on the phone, and not much.
Well, I remember the train station wasn't necessarily where you were going to meet the guy, but it was something that might help to activate something in a relationship. So it may not be someone you're going to find there specifically. But
you're doing Pathfinder right now, Rosemarie. You're doing a Pathfinder journey. And on that Pathfinder journey, like in the old maps, you have different destinations you have to hit before you get to the gold mine. Train station was one. You saw a couple guys on their phone. Now we're suggesting you contact this guy for coffee. Just follow our advice. It's not going to hurt. And if we're successful, this path will lead to you getting a better job. I think it will if you follow our advice.
Cool. Yeah, the only thing he's overseas.
You can't meet him for coffee.
He's overseas?
Yeah, because she works overseas. Remember I said that?
Well, then
that?
Why am I seeing him?
On the 80th.
Does he ever come into town?
He'd never been to the U.S. yet. I asked him
but
many times to come, and he won't come.
But wait, you've been in his country.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe that's what you're saying.
Well,
them interacting there. No.
So does he know anybody in this area? Does he have any contacts over here?
She might want to work over there, though.
He wants to stay in that country, but he knows a few. And the mutual friends, if I can say that.
And could those
in the area. An
expensive coffee date, I'm thinking.
Well, could those people help you?
Don't think he wants to put that bill.
Could those people help you?
Him, he would if he gets his act together.
No.
His mind clear.
Rosa Maria, could his friends help you? Are they in a position?
They could help me, yeah.
Okay.
But,
so talk to him, and from him, try to arrange a meeting with one of his friends to see if they can, and meet for coffee.
I'm going to do that. Okay. Cool.
I just try it. What do you have to lose? It's a psychic thought, so you have nothing to lose. You might win, and let's see what happens. Try that one.
Gotcha. And then probably bring that. All right, so just ask for coffee so somebody can meet me for business stuff.
But talk to him to get it. Talk to him so you're just not calling some guy cold turkey, you know.
Got it.
Cool. Cold turkey.
Well,
isn't that when you're quitting something?
But it can be used in
I guess.
It
I guess.
Can be used in
yeah, well,
ways.
Anyway, I guess.
That cold turkey was a horrible movie with Dick Van Dyke, but it.
Well, anyway.
That wasn't a horrible movie. It was kind of a funny movie. Back there, some of it was funny.
Well, maybe we can talk about that for the remainder of the show. Cold turkey.
Anyway,
Rosemarie.
Call him up.
All right.
And see if he can connect you to anybody over here, because the idea is to get you a better job and get you out of this 7-Eleven Wawa, whatever it is you're where you're going.
I
thought she said Wawa.
Yeah, that's what she said. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah. True.
Yeah, it's not.
Sounds like a baby trying to say water.
We don't have Wawa. I mean, we have water, but
we get it in mid-coast, right? Midwest?
I'm sorry?
No, we're on the west.
You guys are
we're
in the west, right?
No.
Yeah, we didn't get to that far. I think
we're
up
in
to
California.
Like the Midwest.
We are not Midwesterners. We are Californians.
We're surrounded by Wawa.
I think it goes up to the Midwest to the East Coast, I think. We didn't hit the East Coast area.
Yeah. Because
the company's out of Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, well, anyway, hopefully that won't be what you're doing for too long, too much longer. So let us know how the coffee date
goes. Yeah, it should be interesting. Contact us and let us know how that conversation goes.
Cool. I should just call him and let him ask him if someone can meet me for coffee or for business and stuff like that to get me out.
That's cool. Where we start. That's where we start, yeah.
All right, cool. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
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 Okay. Currently, we have no one in the queue but listeners. So we can.
Nobody wants a reading.
It doesn't look like it. They can, you know, press one if they'd like to speak with us. I'll keep an eye on the
listening. Listening. We have a
caller. You talk for a minute while I go check and see who that is.
Sometimes people call the other number. Okay, so if you guys are just listening, if there's a topic you want us to discuss without asking a question about your life, you can always do that. But you got to wait till Kristen handles these controls, because I don't know how to work these things that she does. But, you know, but until she gets back here, which will be very, very brief, what I did was I asked them if they had any questions to ask us, if they want us to discuss something without asking a question about their life, if they want us to discuss something, they might want to have a question. If I don't know if there's anything indicating if they have any questions they want to ask us just about psychic energy.
No.
No?
No.
Well,
no.
You know,
someone does right there.
The idea when people call our show and we are trying to give advice.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, we do have a caller.
You know, it's funny because, yeah, we're going to bring the caller from 707 area code on in just a moment. But, you know, I haven't been titling the shows because we've had so many callers. We're not able to really have discussions, which is okay. But, you know, it's essentially, we've got two, in fact. All right, 707. Hi.
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 Hello.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Can I ask a question or?
You may, yes, you may ask a question.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead.
My name is Kathleen and.
Keep a C or a K?
K.
Okay.
And my question is, I haven't spoke to my daughter for 2 years, and I'm wanting to call her. So I think I was asking for guidance on that situation.
Okay. And you're calling from?
California.
Yeah. And what's your birth date?
5/8/48.
Yeah, I was about to say 5. And I have a 5 written down. That's your month. 5/8/48.
Yes.
Okay. 13/23. Hold on a sec. And we need her daughter's birth date.
4/20/67.
1967. Okay. What were you gonna say, Neil?
Okay, so you haven't talked to her for 2 years.
Which is in her day.
And you're trying to find an approach to talk to her. And was there some disagreement? Has something happened so the two of you stopped talking?
You know, I don't know what it was. She just feels, she just reached, I mean, everything was good. And then she reached a point that she thought her childhood was terrible. And she's holding on to that. And I don't know what it is.
Are you divorced?
From her father, yes. She is speaking to her dad.
Uh-huh. Was in the history of her childhood, was there arguing? Did you get impatient with her? Was there frustration?
Oh, I'm sure I got impatient with her. Yes, I'm sure that happened from time to time.
Uh-huh. And I don't mean to pry, but were you ever a chain smoker? Did you smoke a lot?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, the situation, so she's got all these issues. And the way to approach her is to say, listen, honey, I want to step up to the plate first and just say, I am not perfect. I made mistakes. It was difficult. I'm not going to make excuses for it. What I want is to try to find some way to have a conversation relationship with you. You're probably so pissed off at me. It's incredible. I would say those words because she's either going to hang up or she's going to go, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what you do is you don't get defensive. You just say, you know what, let her get it out. And I'll, and every once in a while, say, yeah, I see. Oh, my God. Okay. Uh-huh. You do things like that. If you want a relationship with her, you got to go through this territory. You just have to, because if you don't, you're going to be frustrated. They'll just hang up and nothing will happen. There's not even a guarantee this will work. But in all the years that I've done family counseling, this is the way to go. You let them bark at you. You don't get defensive. She'll probably get notes that you're going to go, oh my God, this makes me mad now. Don't get mad. Just let her get it out and say, and finally she'll run out of steam. And sometimes what happens is they'll go, well, you know, Mom, I do love you, because they got it all out. There's nothing left.
Right.
So that's what I would go ahead.
Yeah. There has been times when she's got it all out from text messages. And so then I said, I'm sorry. Tried to open the door, but she refuses to communicate. I mean, I just sent her a nice text and said, I hope you have a nice Saturday. And it was, don't text me anymore. So that's where I'm at.
So she's really, really opposed to, I mean, she's telling you not to contact her. It's going to be tough to start a dialogue.
Was there cheating in the marriage? Did your husband cheat? Anything like that?
Yeah, and then she didn't talk to her dad for 5 years, and I feel like it's my turn.
Well, you see, I'm hitting a lot of notes here that you're confirming, and it's psychic and it's logic to me because I've done this so long, and I get the picture, I see it, and yes, there's a way out of this. She, I don't know how far the repair will go, but there's a way to repair this. But it's not going to be through texting. I'm not a fan of texting. I don't think...
Well, I'm not either. I just can't find a way to... At different family occasions, she's chose not to show up.
So what's her proximity to you? And I mean, residence...
3 hours away from me.
3 hours away? So it's difficult. You can't, like, show up at her door.
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you an image, and I want you with that image to tell me whatever you think about, okay?
Okay.
You've never called a show before, but this is a strange image, but it's a common image, and that's a chocolate sundae. When I say chocolate sundae, you know, ice cream with the chocolate syrup and the nuts, what do you think about?
Delicious.
Was there an ice cream parlor? You were born in 48. You're close to my age. Did you go to an ice cream parlor? Was there any chocolate sundae episodes?
I'm just seeing the chocolate sundae. Family gatherings.
Okay, this is the second time you mentioned family gatherings.
Yeah.
So is there anybody named Buddy or Robert or Bobby or Bob or anything
like
that?
Yes, my brother is Bob.
Okay, so now we're getting into kind of a creepy psychic blah, blah. So now how does your brother connect to your daughter?
He, after a long time experience, it's just like, she's going to be who she's going to be. He's kind of disconnected.
Disconnected from your daughter?
Right. The family's had different situations with her, and everybody's just going, well, that's just her.
What kind of different situations do you mean? I mean...
She gets...
outburst?
I don't know how to explain it the best. I can just say she does victimhood really well, and nobody can talk her out of that.
So, like, creating drama around her emotional
state. Exactly. Exactly. You know, in the 2 years we haven't spoke, it's given me a little bit of a break, but I don't want a complete break from my daughter.
Well, you know, I mean, families can become very tribal to the extent that one child identifies with one parent because they look much like that parent. Does your daughter look more like your ex-husband or like more like you?
Yes, yes. And my ex-husband and I are on good, very good terms.
Well, yeah, okay, that's good. Was there drinking ever involved in the family background?
Yes. He quit drinking 3 years ago. Yes, the drinking was, right.
Well, the way then to get to your daughter would be through, if you have a discussion with your ex and say, look, this is the daughter we both created. I'm being robbed of some experience with her. If he says, well, you know, I can't control her. She's who she is. Say, well, can you help me out? Because she won't talk. Give me some clues as to how we can negotiate something to where she might be agreeable to talk. You know, it's like you have a mediator.
Right.
And have you tried that approach yet?
Not yet. I mean, I have talked to him personally, and his response was, you know, I'm kind of walking tenderly because we're just getting back in a relationship. We lost a son, and that brought the family back together. But she's never been able to be close to both parents at the same time.
Was this a motorcycle or a car accident or suicide? What was it?
It was an opiate.
Drug addiction problem. It was drugs. So, and does your daughter have any substance abuse problems?
I suspect so, but I don't know so.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, too, she's compounded. She's 29-11-2, so, I mean, it's just there's extended issues sometimes with people that are that karmic imbalance, remember.
Sometimes you got to wait. Let your ex bond with her a little bit more, and maybe there'll be some. If he says I'm walking on eggshells, but you two are talking, let him. He's bonding with her more readily. She identifies with him more. She's got more of his genes, and let them bond a little bit, and then maybe by May of 2020, you'll be talking to her.
Okay, I can wait.
Okay,
I thank you for your advice. That just gives me a clear picture, because I don't want to text and then just upset her all over again.
No, don't. This right now, the daughter, father, mom. Yeah, she's got so. I don't know if she goes to therapy. Well, maybe she has. I don't. You know.
Well, she sounds like she suspects that there's a problem with you know. I don't know if it's drugs or alcohol, but if that's, you know, that's another, that's going to complicate the situation more, you know.
Exactly.
Does she have a daughter?
She does, but they haven't spoken in 17 years.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm picking up a
daughter. Yeah, it just goes on. I'm very close to her daughter, my granddaughter.
Yeah.
But the granddaughter just kind of gave up.
There's hope here, Kathleen. Just don't expect anything until May of 2020, but approach it the way we're suggesting.
I will. And I thank you for your time.
Okay, yeah. Kathleen, good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, not much time to get into any kind of discussion.
No, we just have listeners.
We have 3 minutes.
Oh, three
2 minutes.
Minutes.
About 2 minutes, actually.
Oh.
About
2 minutes.
So we're at the end of the show already.
Filled it with callers. I was saying before, right before we close, psychics, we get pictures. We're talking to people on the radio, and these pictures come to us through the psychic channels. because the astral realm does still hold concrete information. Sometimes it's severely symbolic, other times it's more casual, and it just flows verbatim to the issue at hand. But, you know, you got to realize that your energy fields, you people who are listening, your energy fields are very important, because around your energy fields are images. They float out of your mind as you're thinking, and sometimes they flow not from your mind, but from some other realm, because it's karmic or it's past life, or there's a spirit or a ghost or some kind of guide trying to speak to you. Sometimes it comes from other people, living human being, their energies can send you messages. I mean, all kinds of phenomena occurs out there in the astral realm. We as psychics, we're gifted to see those things. We see them, and then we apply them directly to a narrative that's hopefully healthy and beneficial to whoever is, you know, present that has a problem or a question. But that's the way this kind of works in some crude form. And we have our 90-second warning, so.
Okay. Well, we're back on the air on Friday. Maybe we'll have a little bit more time for discussion, but hopefully we'll have a lot of callers too. So we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.